Hi, everybody. Welcome to Adelante with Arlene, or welcome back. It's been a while. Many of you know that I have been recovering since my fall and broken kneecap January 19th. And I haven't been able to have my setup as we moved into a new house. And there's so much going on around, and I've been out of my regular job since I fell. So that's been another thing, and started therapy just last week. Doing much better, but unable to really get my studio up in this new house for a while. I won't be able to do that, and eventually have to go back to my other job as is. I wanted to talk today about how not being able, how when it's hard to deal with our life struggles, when we have these suddenlies like I had in my life, how it can affect us, obviously, negatively, physically, financially, mentally, emotionally. The reason I'm saying this is because at any given time, we really don't know what our day can bring us. Now, this is not a doom and gloom statement. This is a reality of life. Now we live every day, we wake up and we pray for the best, and we hopefully will live in the joy of the Lord, which is more powerful than anything I've ever experienced prior to being God. What I mean by that is when I woke up in the morning every day having to do whatever I needed to do, sometimes work at place maybe I didn't want to work because I had come from the music business. I miss certain things when I stopped recording. And so going back to a workforce was not easy for me. So I would put a fake smile in order to make it through the day. When I came to the Lord, there was a different type of joy that no matter what circumstance I found myself in or whatever I found myself going through, as real as it always was, I still had this peace or joy inside of me, knowing that my strength and that my purpose came and comes from God. So what I am saying to you today is that during the struggles of life, as it's been for me, it can cause us anxiety. And if I was sitting here telling you that just because I am walking with the Lord, I have not experienced any anxiety or feeling of panic or feeling of out of control, I would be lying to you. Because as long as we live on this earth, we will be stimulated by outside sources, which can cause us to either react in the appropriate manner, healthy for us and for our well-being, or it can actually drown us. And while as a Christian, I have had those moments where every day, especially when this happened to me, I worried about numerous amount of things, especially in the midst of trying to get ready to close on a house and having to do so much paperwork and so much stress and so much that I didn't have control of like packing or anything like that. I was seriously immobile with an immobilizer on my knee. Now they loosened the immobilizer, but I still have the brace, which enables me some flexibility on my knee. But there's a process. There's a process even in this part, and the process of the exercises, which might seem easy on a regular basis, but are extremely hard for me right now. The therapy that I have to go through, the fact that if I just walk and now I can put weight on, but still with the crutches, I get tired quicker. All these things that we're not used to, these outside things that have affected us either physically, now emotionally, mentally, can cause us to be real, real tired, physically, as well as emotionally and mentally. I've also found, though, that with Christ, with my faith, I have something to hold on to that I did not have before I came to Christ. I have, and I know, a power greater than myself that can bring me back to sanity, can lead me to the right direction, can give me hope, can give me peace. None of us will be exempt of the anxiety or the panic that one can have during certain seasons of our lives. but we can learn how to cope, how to react in a manner that's healthier for us and also for those around us. Today, I want to encourage you to draw near to God if you do not know Him. Because the only empowerment that I understood and understand is that one that comes from within, that I, by no means, no way, could have attributed on my own, but only when I accepted that He is my higher power. He is the power within me by the power of His Holy Spirit that can help me as He can help you. Seguir adelante, move forward confidently, strong. And even in the midst of the day, you might feel tired and weary again as the thoughts try to bombard you of negativity, of doom and gloom, or even fear. You see, anxiety is grounded in fear. Fear because maybe you or I are out of control and are unable to handle, go through, get through something that could be small or it can be major. And even that thing that might be in the natural eye seen as a small struggle is still magnified in our hearts and our eyes and everywhere that in our lives when we do not focus on God and on the strength within us to help us through, to help us through the process. It becomes bigger than God. But when we focus on God, when we take those deep breaths, when we learn how to walk away before reacting, we are able to make it a day at a time. And I assure you, my brother and my sister, there will be seasons that it might seem like it goes on forever, as it happened to me, that it was more than a year at one point of my life, could have been two, that I was under this dark cloud, the not knowing, the not understanding, the trying to adapt. And I can assure you that the only reason and the only way I made it through was because of God. It is because of God. I'm reading this book by Joyce Myers. It's for men and women alike. It's called The Answer to Anxiety. How to break free from the tyranny of anxious thoughts and worry. Do you know that our worry manifests itself first in our thoughts? Because that in which we think is those things that we will focus on. I am guilty. But when we understand, I read this quote from another author in this book, and it stated that 85% of the things that we worry will happen never do happen. So we worry for nothing. I'm a worrier. Yes, I am. Yes, I have. But today, I choose to not worry and instead trust God, even if it's every second of the day that I have to grab it and take it, take a hold of it and put it under the submission of God, that worry. To understand His promises and to understand that there are things in our lives that will be out of our control. I'm saddened and I am grieved when I hear more and more, and I empathize with those that are getting gripped with anxiety. Not saddened because I feel sorry for them, saddened because I know what it feels like. But I also know that there is help and the help cometh from the Lord. And also, it is okay. It is okay and healthy to get therapy. And it is also okay if needed and advised by a doctor to even get medication for some circumstances. But all in all, I have pushed through it all with God and therapy in my life. I have chosen to hold strong to the Lord, because even when we know, and now let's say you turn it over to God, there's still that process. Nothing happens immediately, and that process is beneficial to you and to I. And the reason that it is beneficial to us is because in that process is where we see the victory. Those small steps we take, those are victories. Small steps we take away from the issue, the problem, and we're doing something and we're being proactive and we're going closer to God and moving forward, siguiendo adelante, seguir adelante. In that process is where we grow. In that process is where we hopefully learn. In that process is where we gain wisdom, the wisdom of God, to be able to overcome and to be able to see and to be more sensitive to any of the, I say, fiery darts of the enemy that try to overcome us during our most peaceful times. We now have the tools to be able to combat, to fight, to do warfare, spiritual warfare, yes, against those principalities and those spiritual realms of darkness that are trying to attack our mind, which then can get into our heart and then can produce fear. I encourage you today. I encourage you today to only surround yourself around healthy, positive people. Are there any out there? Yes, there are some that are healthier than others. We're not perfect. We are all kind of unhealthy in some areas or another. If we weren't, then I say I would need God if there wasn't work to be done, because there's still work to be done in me. We are a process. We are a work in progress. But I also believe that the only power and the only change that can happen within us is when we allow ourselves to turn our struggles over to God. And again, use those tools that are given to us either by a therapist or a counselor or a doctor that can help us live a healthier life a day at a time. I've also learned through the years of being 32 years in the Lord at this point that sometimes we have to, and we can, cut off certain people in our lives that are not bringing any peace into our hearts, are just bringing drama. Now, again, no one is perfect. We also learn that there are some people that we surround ourselves with or are in our lives that we obviously can't get rid of. We're just different personalities. And we have to learn how to love, how to stay peaceful and calm through any given situation, as long as it's not harming us in an extreme manner and causes us to really get in a bad place. So there is a way to also be able to remove certain people from our lives that we can and not surround ourselves by them anymore. Doesn't mean we can't be their friends at a distance. It just means that we need to do what's right for us. And you see this a lot in the support groups where you need to check out your people, places, and things. And healing comes through that as well. And as well as forgiveness for them. And you have to forgive yourself. Today, I hope that you stay encouraged and understand that anxiousness, if panic is not of God, it is grounded in fear. So the best thing for us to do is find out why we have that fear. Now, can we do this on our own? Can I give you a suggestion? Can I tell you my opinion? I can, but the truth of the matter is, the only one that knows or can reveal to us what is it that's causing this anxiousness is God. With the help of those on earth here, a therapist, they can peel back that onion, as they say, in order to help us live a healthier and whole life a day at a time. I hope anything I said encourages you today. It helps you know that you are not alone in this walk and that you become strengthened in God. If you haven't given your heart to the Lord, please do so today. Just say, hey, God, I need you. I need to know you better. I want that peace that the Bible says that surpasses all understanding, so that my heart and my mind can guard it a day at a time, a second at a time. You ask God to lead you to a good church, good Bible church, good church that's not only about hoopla and feel good, even though you do feel good, but has a good teaching and good doctrine. There's many of them in New York. I have experienced more there than here in Florida at this point. So I pray that y'all have a blessed day. And I hope to come on soon on my platform, which you will see this on YouTube. And I hope that you have just a wonderful rest of your week and weekend. Remember, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Give a thumbs up. It's important. Let your friends know. Share these videos, as well as checking out my podcast. All the links will be on my description on the YouTube, as well as the links anywhere else in any of the platforms I'm on. Thank you. Have a great day. And as I say at the end of every broadcast, every video, until next time. Sigue adelante.